Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 21, verses 5 through 9. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. A promise of life in death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Are we really having this for supper? And just like that, boom, snakes, cobras, rattlesnakes, the dreaded black mamba, crawling under the tables, slithering up the chair legs. What a nightmare. And all because they didn't like the food? Well, there's a bit more going on in today's Bible story. The Israelites weren't just complaining about the food. They were openly saying that God messed up, God made a mistake, and God was being unfair. That was their attitude. That's what they were saying. God, you aren't fair. You are wrong. You are not worth our worship. But that's where everything changed. God didn't destroy them. God didn't send more and more snakes until everyone died. God said, "Make a snake and put it on a pole. Whoever looked at it in faith was healed." Do you see the connection? God rescued his people from death by attaching his promise of life to death. God brought life to his people by giving an image of death. When God promised life, he gave life through an image of death, the snake. When God promised life to you, he gave life through the image of death, Christ on the cross, lifted up for you. We lift our hearts to Jesus in prayer. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. O let me from this day be wholly thine. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.